And now, the boys from the Earshot 20 present, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," by Clement Clark Moore.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, not a mouse, Brian. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap."
I want to know what a kerchief is.
I don't know what sugar plums are.
All right. Well, we'll move on. "When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer."
Tiny, how do they pull him so much? "With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, oh Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of Mother Wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky." I didn't even know there was this much to this book. "So up to the house top, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too." Oh, coursers must be like reindeer, or another name for them. Maybe that's what
it is. "And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow."
He was waiting for those cookies. "The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laugh when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out the sight,
Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
The end.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Local 107.3 FM.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home. It's nice to know to kiss you, bow, a cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it is to click your heels and join the fun of the jinxing reels, and handing you no Barney that likes you never know. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney, with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors may call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. To click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. And the new Noblani that likes you never know. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks from home.
Feliz Navidad
from Local 107.3 FM.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Oh, hi there. Didn't see you come in. It's Jared here from the band Tough Age, and you're listening to local 107.3 FM in St. John, the campus community radio for and by the people. I'm here to wish you a happy whatever the heck you do. For me, I sit in my underwear and I watch the Muppet Family Christmas together. So try that on it for size. But enjoy it. Have a good New Year. A great day. A great whatever you want. And you're listening to 107.3 FM, St. John.
And at the Festivus dinner, you gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
We'd like to wish you a happy Festivus from Local 107.3 FM.
I couldn't even begin to compile the list of ways you've disappointed me over the years, Brian. I'm just kidding. Welcome
this
back.
This is one mean Christmas special.
It is. It's been
Wayne was picking on you.
On Andrea. And we just, yeah, I just had to keep it going.
I've been picking on my waistline and my stomach ache by eating too many sweets.
There's so much here. If you were listening to this and you are able to get to the studio, please come help us out, because there's just a lot of goodies. But they're goodies that Brian and I will feel obligated to eat if you don't come help us out.
And otherwise, I'm leaving them here, and then there won't be any DJs here for a couple days, and who knows what'll happen.
Get old and just crusty, and then, yeah, you'll have to throw them out. It is the Christmas Eve special presented by the Earshot 20. I'm Brian Cleef. I'm Anthony Edmund.
It's not Halloween, Anthony. We're not playing characters.
I know. That would be a good Halloween costume, though. We'll go as each other for the Halloween episode. And I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We are bringing you lots of Christmas tunes and holiday tunes, and also some great features as well. You heard Brian and I at the top of the hour do a Christmas reading of the Twas the Night Before Christmas. That was
fun.
It was
really fun, actually.
It was good.
We'll do it again. We'll think of some of our favorite Christmas stories.
A new book.
A longer one.
I'm thinking, something that takes like 45 minutes to read. maybe the Grinch. Maybe we'll read the story of the Grinch. How the Grinch
play multiple characters.
You can play the Grinch. I'll play Cindy Lou Who.
Sure.
We had all kinds of music in that set too. Brian, I'll let you know a few of the tracks that you heard.
Yes, that was You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from Thurl Ravenscroft. You heard Bing Crosby in there with It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, and the Cool Chicks and the Ugly Ducklings, Christmas in Killarney. They are a group out of St. John, New Brunswick, of healthcare professionals and teachers who put out lots of fine covers. And there's also a couple of original tunes on here as well, so we'll probably get to that later. And they have a new record out that came out just very recently called Christmas Tweets. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll have loads more holiday tunes for you over the next hour and 45 minutes. And if you have any specific ones you would like to hear, give us a call in the booth, 648-5925. If you know us personally, you can send us Facebook messages, texts, tweets, whatever.
Even if you don't know me personally, add me on Facebook, whatever, I don't care.
And we'll get you on the air. And if you'd like to chat with us, you can also give us a call if you want to give out any holiday greetings to anyone out there. Give us a ring. We're only crazy fools live on the air on Christmas Eve evening.
I'd
hazard to guess. There's definitely
every other day of the year we're really straight laced, right? No, I'm sure that every other radio station in the city has somebody there that recorded something earlier today.
I'm just saying we're the only crazy fools live.
We're pretty crazy. Hang on, 7 seconds. Santa, I'm just watching now. NORAD, if you don't know what NORAD is, it's a government agency that works out of military, but they're also every Christmas NORAD tracks Santa, and there's a nice story behind it, and I'll bring that up a little later on. But right now, Santa has landed in Luxor, Egypt. So he's making his way. He's done a lot of Russia, a lot of China and Asia, and now he's making his way into Algeria and those areas. And soon he'll be crossing the Atlantic Ocean, which means he'll be coming to us. I'm excited. I don't know what Santa's going to bring me this year.
I hope he knows that I moved.
Oh, no. Did you?
I think he knows.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
I think it prints out on his list. If not, whoever lives in your old house is going to get some sweet gifts. Hopefully they were good this year.
I have my own chimney now, so.
Oh.
Pretty exciting.
Did you clean it?
No, it's not. It's not been used. Uh-oh. We're going to convert it to propane soon because Sarah can't have wood smoke.
Oh, no.
Anthony, did you ever try to stay up late to catch Santa? I feel like you're the kind of person that did.
I've never tried. I mean, probably when I was a kid, I would try to stay awake, but it's hard. It's hard to stay awake. I mean, everybody knows when you get the sleepy feeling of like you just want to go to sleep and you're trying to fight it off. I find that is the worst time to try and stay awake because it forces you to go to sleep. If you just, and then you try to kid yourself, I'm not tired, I'm not, and then you fall asleep. But I think I probably did when I was a kid. Now I just live with the fact that he sneaks in and I what I don't understand is at our chimney that we have on our house has two fireplaces, if you can fathom that. And I feel like he would miss the first fireplace that actually goes into our living room and go down to the basement where my bedroom is. So I feel like I would know, I would hear him because he'd get right down in the basement and then the dogs would start barking. I don't know how the dogs don't bark. He has this magical way with animals.
In lots of movies, he's often has, you know, decoys for them. Snacks and treats and stuff.
Here's a steak, Rover.
Yeah. Like robbers.
Yeah.
Sam's a little bit like a robber.
Yeah.
But in a good way. He's bringing you things instead of taking them.
Unless you mentioned, you've been bad.
I wrote some things I wanted to talk to you about today. There was things on my mind a couple weeks ago that I had heard about, and you brought one of them up. It is animals around the holidays. And I know that you live in a house with some pretty avid animal lovers and that you have a few animals yourself.
A few. And yeah, just a few.
You have a zoo. You have more animals than the zoo in your house.
I'm gonna hold up my hand in the booth here. And the number of fingers that I have, which is all five, I have all my appendages, four fingers and a thumb. That's how many fish tanks are in my house now. Let alone the dogs and the cat that we have.
More
five
animals than people.
Fish tanks. There you go. So anyway, go ahead.
Well, they were talking about animals on a different program one day a couple weeks ago, different listeners calling in, and I was wondering about, I feel like I know the answers to some of these questions, but what about, do you give gifts to your animals?
I don't, but they do get gifts, yes, and it varies. I mean, sometimes they're just like little chew toys and stuff. My mother likes to buy foolish costumes to put our dogs in.
That was one of my other questions.
Yeah.
Was clothing for animals.
Clothing happens. It does. The chihuahuas. Bella, not so much. She's a pug bull mastiff mix. But Ari, who is a Chinese crested, he's got no hair and so he needs to be warm.
They're tiny little dogs.
He needs to be warm. He's not that small. He's small though, but, and then the two chihuahuas. I mean, you can find anything for, you can put them in a sock. Like, literally put a sock on them, and then it looks like they're in a little stocking.
Do they have their own stockings?
No. No.
My parents, we went all out for the cats. Our cats had their own stockings. They got gifts. Mostly it involves things that they already had anyway. catnip. So they were getting some
catnip.
No, nothing even like that. Just like, usually one toy and some food that my mom put in a bag or something. I mean, Santa put it in a bag for the animals. And I don't know. This year I bought my sister, as part of all our gifts, I bought her cat a gift because I loathe her cat. And so I thought it was a bit of an olive branch to the cat.
Oh.
Give the cat a gift.
I thought you were going to tell me that it was a Tupperware container full of like antifreeze or something.
Oh yeah, you got the cat a gift.
Right.
A nice gift for the cat. We had dogs at one point in time, and they had coats for the winter, but.
And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if you take your dogs for walks. I feel like, you know, we need to be warm. Animals probably need to be warm too, but it's the goofy stuff. Like, I'm not talking coats. I'm talking like our animals have some costumes, like little Santa costumes, and it's just, and then pictures have, it's just weird. I don't know. I find it really strange.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Did you ever take any of your animals for pictures of Santa?
I think my mom did the very first year she had the Chihuahuas, Mika and Zeus. She went and got her picture done with Santa Claus. She sat on Santa's lap, and the dogs are just staring like they're horrified. Similar to what little kids do sometimes when they're like crying and screaming. Those are my favorite, talking about Santa photos, those are my favorite types of photos. On Facebook, I see them all the time. People sharing their kids' Facebook photos or their kids' Santa photos. And it's the ones that the kids are like, you can tell they're screaming at the top of their lungs. They're crying and their eyes are puffy because they're just freaking out because this big man with a beard is, I don't know, trying to give them a candy cane and say Merry Christmas to them. I don't get why kids are scared. And I don't even know if I was scared. Maybe I was one of those kids when I was younger, but I don't know why kids are scared. Because they're taught that Santa's a nice guy. I was taught Santa was nice. I don't know. Did you cry when you had your picture with Santa?
I don't know that I ever went. I think that they usually end up crying when people take their really young kids.
Yeah,
I don't know that I ever went. I'd have to ask my parents for stories.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime I can ask them.
Let's get them on the phone right now.
I don't know. I don't know if I did or not.
Well,
I've never heard any. I definitely have never seen any photos of me crying with on Santa's knee. And
my nephew did.
New nephew.
Yeah, my nephew, Santa happened to be at a Christmas party that he went to that was hosted by my mom's work, and he when Melissa went to give Santa Jacob started crying. It wasn't bad when she put him on his knee. It was when she let go and walked away from him, and then it was some freaking out and like trying to get pictures. But at that point I just feel like it's cruel because they're gonna surface again and the kid gets old enough to have Facebook and they're just gonna surface and someone's gonna see them. But anyway,
I don't know that has anything to do with Santa and just the fact that most children don't like to be left alone with strangers.
It's good. It's
they're
good
taught
that he
not
doesn't,
to.
Yes, it's good that he doesn't want to be left alone with strangers. That's
all
good.
Right. Well, I have some more animal holiday questions for you later and some other conversation yeah. topics about Christmas. If there's anything you would like to talk to us about or jump in on or anything like that, or if there's just any tunes you'd like to hear, give us a call, 648-5925. But otherwise, we're only about halfway through, still another hour and a half of the Earshot 20 Presents Twas the Night Before Christmas Eve special. So hopefully you're having fun whatever you're doing out there today, whether you're getting in some last minute gift preparation, cooking, or just relaxing by a nice fire, hanging out with your family. Glad we can be a part of your day. And keep it locked right here, Local 107.3 FM. Anthony's going to line up some more tunes. We're going to hear from the Cool Chicks and the Ugly Ducklings again. This is a original track from their new Christmas record. It's called Maritime Christmas.
Some from Quebec who work on the railroad, some from a cattle ranch out in the west. They're all coming home for a maritime Christmas. Home for the holidays feels like the best. Michael and Joni just had a new baby. Crazy. Daisy and Jimmy is back out of jail. We've got two parrots called Mary and Joseph. They'll sing you a song if you pull on their tail. There's codfish from Newfoundland, moose from New Brunswick, double A steaks from the Edmonton Yard, pancake from Kingston and cheesy pierogies, and if we get lucky, Cuban cigar. Eggnog and moonshine are flowing like water. Grandma is guzzling blueberry wine. Maybe we're doing some things we don't order. When you're home for the holidays, nobody minds.
It isn't the turkey, it isn't the stuffing, it isn't the presents wrapped under the tree.
It isn't the rum or the beer or the brandy's got nothing to do with the things you can see.
I know that handmade and gold decorations can stop up your sadness and bring on a smile.
The reason we treasure the spirit, wonder that's found in the eyes of a child.
Don't get so busy, you've no time for laughter. Don't lose your temper, whatever you do. You'll be content and proud ever after that somebody took an example from you. Quebec, who work on the railroad. Some from a cattle ranch out in the west. They're all coming home for maritime Christmas. Home for the holidays feels like the
now. travel near to us once more. From now on, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Thank you.
Happy Holidays from Local 107.3 FM.
I'm a man of reason, and they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position. Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us. If you could see us, then you'd listen. Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages. There's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition. I made toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude, but that silly red hat just makes a fat man look outrageous. Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping, and though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious. You try to start a movement and you think you see improvement, but when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous. I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
You look at yourself, you're an elf, and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories.
Trends come and go, and your friends wanna know why you aren't just happy making crappy little gizmos. Every kid knows they'll just throw this stuff away. Repetition, so we drew up a petition. We the undersigned feel undermined. Let's redefine employment.
We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage. He'll sit back while we attack the utter lack of our enjoyment.
It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders, he may
wonder where the toys went.
I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination. Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
From Local, what a...
Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Excuse me, sir. I was admiring your magnificent red coat and your long white beard. If I may ask, who are you?
Oh, hi there. It's Cynthia Vale, Program Director at CJSW in Calgary, but you're listening to Local 107.3 FM in St. John. I'm calling you, as I said, from Calgary, Alberta, and I just wanted to wish you happy holidays and a wonderful, happy, healthy New Year. Hooray!
It is Local 107.3 FM and the Christmas Eve special brought to you by the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. Hello. That was good. I like that. Hey, how's it going? We had lots of music.
Give me my
in
jingle
there.
Bells.
Oh, hold
Give
on.
Them jingle bells.
Hold on. There you go. Hello. we had lots of great tunes.
Need more noisemakers.
And yeah, we need something in here that's you can just do that in the background. And we've been tracking Santa, as we've been saying, from NORAD. We're going to talk a little bit about more, a little more about NORAD in a little bit. Right now, Santa hit Zimbabwe. Now he is on his way to Botswana. So there you go. That's what he's doing right now, making his way around. And he will soon be making his way over the Atlantic Ocean and towards the United States and then into Canada. So exciting stuff. We're tracking that and we'll be updating you, of course, over the next hour and a bit. Still a little bit more left of this show and some more Christmas music, holiday music to bring you over the next hour and 15 minutes as
jam-packed.
Well. It is jam-packed. So Brian's going to let you know a couple of the songs that you heard in there, and then I feel like he's got some more questions for me. I feel like he got them. I don't know how prepared these questions were. I know it's on a printed piece of paper, like, but I feel like you might
One
have
day I wrote some things down that were on my mind of like, these are things I could ask Anthony about.
Okay.
Feel like we need prepared conversation topics. We've been doing this show a couple years now.
It's true.
You can only talk about our traditions so many times.
So many times, and then people get
I'll
bored.
I'll have to start making up traditions and stories.
I put my socks on inside out this morning.
You heard the Bare Naked Ladies with Elf's Lament. You heard the Depew Brothers Band with a medley of carols. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Blue Rodeo, and Maritime Christmas from St. John's own The Cool Chicks and the Ugly Ducklings, who have a new holiday record out this year called Christmas Tweets.
There you go. All right, what do you got for me, Brian?
Sure. Well, in the last break, we were talking about animals around the holidays.
Okay.
It must really freak them out. Must be really confused. I want to know your pet's reactions to the Christmas tree or decorations. Any destroyed decorations?
Not decorations. When, so my cat Buddy is now older, so he's not as enthralled with the tree. But of course, kittens really enjoy balls, and there's bulbs all over the tree, so they get knocked off. One thing that does happen though is getting into the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
This has become a bit of an issue, and was an issue a couple of times where not the cat, but one of the dogs decided that I want to eat paper. That paper looks nice. I'm going to eat it. And then a gift gets opened. Luckily, no damage done to the gift, but that does happen.
Now, if you don't have to admit this now if you don't want to incriminate yourself, but I feel like you're blaming the pets for you sneaking into your gifts, and you're like, oh no, Anthony's always doing. I feel like you might be
listen,
the kind
I'm
of guy
not a,
pulling that.
I'm
like,
not a sneaky peeker anymore.
Anthony,
anymore.
Where'd all the hamburgers go? Oh, the dogs must have ate them.
It's one good thing, one positive about
not anymore.
Animals.
Oh, now I see. Now there's stories to hear.
Yeah.
What? Tell me about some stories of you sneaking gifts.
No, well,
peeking at gifts.
I used to peek, and my mom had a way of wrapping gifts. It was really nice, really well put together, but. You get a nice little object in underneath the tape, and you just never knew. Because even if it tore up, you'd still have a little bit of stickiness there. So as long as you put it back down and then you set the gift back down, it's heavy enough that it's just going to sit there. No one's going to notice the difference. So you could peek in, you could have a look at what, then she became narcissistic about it and was like, you know, full tape wrap around
she
it.
She didn't trust you anymore.
No, it became too tough to peek. Because then you have to, then I would have had to bought a whole new roll of tape, and I just couldn't wrap as well as her.
Now, in retrospect, do you feel bad?
No.
How did opening the, no, it didn't. You didn't, you thought it was a good idea?
No, I'm a pretty good actor.
You liked it?
Watch, I'll give you my surprise face. Watch this. Oh my God, that's awesome.
No, that's awful.
But that's really how I act when I'm surprised.
No, it's not. Certainly not that inflection in your voice.
Anyway, yeah.
One year, my sister and I, when my parents were both at work, we did sneak into my...
Oh.
There wasn't a lot of hiding spots. I always knew that everything was in my mother's closet. Like, there wasn't a lot of hiding spots.
Yeah.
And one year we went in, or maybe even it was close enough to Christmas that everything was under the tree. And... So we were like, getting one corner open and looking inside, and it ruined Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I felt really bad about it, and then on Christmas Day I knew all of my gifts, and then there was a few things that we were hoping to get, and then maybe they weren't there, and so then already knew before Christmas that I wasn't getting one of the things I really wanted. It was awful. I felt really bad about it. And we never ever did that ever again.
I don't know. I didn't feel bad. I don't feel bad about it because
you're just a bad person, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't like to be surprised.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, surprises don't sit well with me.
So you were preparing the proper amount of excitement.
Yeah, yeah. And anything I get, don't get me wrong, I am very appreciative of anything I get, but I don't like surprises, so, but I can do a good, oh my goodness, that's so awesome. Gonna be my new, that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow morning when I'm opening my gifts. Everything I open, I'll videotape it for you and put it on Facebook. it's so good.
Is there anything now, you know, we're not kids anymore, and
right,
and
well, speak for yourself.
Is there anything on your wish list? Do you have a wish list, or are you just happy to get anything?
It's a reverse wish list. I really wish I didn't get underwear and socks anymore. When I need them, I buy them for myself, so I don't need that stuff at Christmas time anymore. But no, I really didn't. There was nothing that I really needed or anything. Asked for some gift cards, you know, just so I can go pick up random stuff. But it doesn't have the same meaning to me anymore. Christmas is more about, here, I'll go with the, I'll lay the cheese on now. Christmas is more about, you know, spending time with family and, of course, stuffing my fat belly with lots of turkey.
It's true, though. It's nice. Everybody, generally, most of your family has some time off. People get together. Yeah. It's pretty rare, for sure. I forgot.
Is there anything that you've asked for
What I was going to say is that last year, I used to be about that for sure. Like, did not want clothes. And last year, I go through socks a lot. My feet are too big, and they, you know, you get the sizes, and the large ones are like size 6 to 12. Well, a person that wears size 6 shoes does not need a sock that's the same as someone with size 12 shoes. And I have size 12, and the socks, they get holes in them pretty easily. And so last year I said I actually do need socks. Like, I legitimately need socks. I almost never buy socks.
See,
and then I got too many, and I still have an unopened package of socks. So this, while I would appreciate some socks, they're a great gift, I don't need more socks this year. I wouldn't be disappointed, but
my issue is I wear a very particular type of sock. I like the short sock, the ones that are kind of like just footy socks and not the long. I don't like a sock that comes up your leg, and so that, I'm just very particular. I have a brand that I buy. It's weird. I'm weird when it comes to socks, but that would be an issue. I never understood why. Yeah, it's like you go in and it's like 1 to 5, size 1 to 5, and then, although I don't know anybody who has a size 1 shoe, but and then you have 6 to 12, so same person wearing a size 6 wears a size 12.
It's not one size fits all. It's not
for
true.
A sock.
No, I didn't ask for anything this year. My parents decided they wanted to do a little low-key, and that they would buy us each one large-ish gift and ask what we needed. My sister said that she was getting a vacuum cleaner. I was like, actually, I need a new vacuum cleaner. So we're both getting vacuum cleaners for Christmas.
Nice.
Sarah and I already picked ours out. So, and my mother said, no, I'm not doing stockings this year. I'm going small, but I know she can't.
Yeah.
I don't trust that she...
Mother said the same thing, and I don't believe it either.
Me and Sarah always say we're not going to buy any gifts for each other. And then usually I break that rule, and I'm like, I bought you one gift. And then she's like, oh, now I have to get you something. So we went pretty small too, but I don't know. I'm just happy to get to spend time with my family tomorrow and the next day. And
you get to that point where you just don't need anything. So you're not like outside of like, you know, things like, you know, oh, well, I need a vacuum. I almost considered asking for a new ironing board because I needed my ironing board is just bit the dust pretty much. But
and you bought yourself a waffle maker. That's exciting.
I did. So that's my new, now part of my Christmas tradition, my Christmas Eve tradition. I'm going to make waffles. Although I'm doing tonight, just a preview. I watched a video on YouTube, hacks, waffle maker hacks. And so
interesting. I'm surprised that's a thing.
And so I'm going to be making cinnamon buns in the waffle maker. it's...
Maybe I did see this video. There was a video I saw at one point that was like, can you waffle this?
Yeah, waffle maker. So cinnamon buns, it does everything. Cinnamon buns, omelets in this video. They did omelets, biscuits, all kinds of stuff. So I'm giving the cinnamon buns
a go. You're giving up the oven and your everything is in everything you make will be in a waffle maker.
In a waffle maker from now on. I just want to see how this works out. Yeah.
All right, well, lots more to talk about. I want to talk to you in a break at some point about you becoming Anthony Crocker this year because you have been going on a baking spree. We talk about that in a little bit, but let's throw to some music. We're just about near the end of our second hour. Lots more to come, lots more music. And if there's anything you'd like to hear, give us a call. We've heard some folks out there today, and we hope to hear from some more. Give us a call, 648-5925, or send us a Facebook message. You're tuned into Earshot 20's third annual Christmas Eve 3-hour live special right here on Local 107.3 FM. What is coming up next? I know. It's a track by Fresh Snow.
You do know. You even picked it. This is what you wanted to hear.
All kinds of awesome new Canadian music out there every single year. Christmas music or holiday-ish music brought to you by the line of Best Fit, which is a music blog out of the UK, and they put out these Ho Ho Canada compilations. This is the sixth one, usually coming out in the middle of December, and this is a track by Fresh Snow called Snow's Victory, and lots of tracks on this album sort of vaguely about the holidays, some of them more specific than others. We're also going to hear from Mono with a track called Candle Holder.